Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. What's up, everybody? Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, big show today. But before we get to Lainey Wilson or the dance party or easy trivia, because it's a heck of a show, I do want to grab a couple calls. Lindsay in Austin is on the phone. Lindsay, what's going on?
Hey, I have a question for Dr. Bones.
Okay, I'm ready. A doctor's in.
Oh, my goodness.
All righty. I think I'm going to have an endoscopy next week, and I just wanted to know how long to expect to be down and what else I should do.
Yeah, I give it to you straight. So an endoscopy is when they go into a different part of your intestines. Like they take a tube and go into a different part of your intestines.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I had one.
Oh.
That's why I know this.
That's why.
I have really bad digestion issues. So just to make sure there was nothing wrong with me inside, I had a colonoscopy and an endoscopy. And so you can't eat like hours before and that stinks. And then you go and they put you in a gown and they're like, all right, here's what's going to happen. And you're like, okay, cool. And you're nervous because anytime you get put under, it's nerve wracking. And then they go, okay, put this mask on. And you count. You go three. Then you close your eyes and all of a sudden you open them up again. And you're like, oh, that was it. So you're way nervous. This is a procedure done a million times. You feel weird because they're sticking a tube in your butt. But then you have to realize this doctor does this 80 times a day. Like to him, it's just a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or it's just a Friday.
It's like brushing his teeth.
Yes, yes. So.
Or her teeth.
Go in. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Good catch.
Thank you.
Go in. Understand that this is for a good reason. They're going to check out your digestive tract. Hopefully you're going to get good news. And you're going to wake up and be like, all good. You will be down for like 2 hours afterward. Not even that down. Your butt will be a little sore. But other than that, you're kind of good to go because they don't cut you. They just gas you up a little bit. So. This is a pretty mild procedure as far as from my studies. Pretty mild procedure. So don't be nervous about the procedure. If you're nervous about what they're going to find, that's a different story. But don't be nervous about the procedure.
Okay, great. So I'll be good to take a test in like a couple days after?
Oh, yeah. You can take a test probably 6 p.m. that night. I wouldn't do it right then, but you can do it the next morning. No problem.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Well, big test.
Good luck, Lindsay. I appreciate that. Remember, the doctor's always in.
No. We're not going to start taking calls for Dr. Bones.
He sounded legit, though.
The doctor's always in.
Oh, my God. The
doctor. And I am not a medical doctor. I would like that to be known. But that's all I'd like to be known right now.
Yep.
The honorary doctor is always in. All right, Lindsay, have a good morning.
You too. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Ricky in Colorado is on the phone. Always appreciate people waking up early and calling us. Ricky, what's going on?
I just wanted to share something good. I live in Colorado and went back home to Oklahoma. And I heard Fanny Pack at a softball tournament first thing.
Fanny
and
Pack by the Raging Idiots?
Made everyone happy.
Oh. Was it like a walk-up song? That would be a legit walk-up song.
Yeah.
It wasn't the walk-up song. It was the warm-up song, though.
Oh, I like that, though. For example, and I'm going to play it here. This is Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots. We're not going to play the whole song. Here's a little bit of our song, Fanny Pack. Hit it!
Y'all already know that's my fanny pack. If you need a ukulele or an almanac, if you need a fuel filter for your Pontiac, it's in my fanny pack. I'm a modern day Mary Poppins. Wherever I go, you know I'm rocking that F-A-N-N-Y, packed to the max right above my fly. To the max right above my fly.
Come on. I'm ready to play some softball now.
So good.
Bones, if Red Solo Cup can be a huge hit, why can't this be a huge hit?
Well, we purposefully chase like the early 90s hip-hop sound.
No one's really doing this now?
Well, we didn't chase country music, you know?
Where are you going to put this?
I mean, even like the beginning of this song, it hits hard.
It really does.
Yeah, can you start off from the beginning? Because, I mean, you know, walking down the
woke
street.
Woke up this morning.
Yeah, that's it. I give my mix up. Woke up this morning with a lot to do, except my pants didn't have enough pocket room. Here you go.
I woke up this morning with a lot to do, but my pants didn't have enough pocket room. I got my keys, my phone, my chapstick too. Good thing I got a pouch like a kangaroo. Fanny pack, fanny pack. If you need a rubber band or a real light snack, if you need an EpiPen to bring your granny back. Okay, I'm walking down the street, all eyes on me. What's that around my waist in neon green? I'm zipped in the front and snapped in the back. Y'all already know that's my fanny pack.
Man, they don't make music like that anymore.
No, they sure don't.
For a reason, though. Yeah. Hey, speaking of, and we do our stuff, it's comedy stuff, but my favorite rapping cowboy is going to come in Monday morning.
Ooh.
We're ready to go. Ryan Charles is coming in. He was on the American Songwriting Contest. American Song Contest. That's right.
Close.
And each state had someone represent them. I don't watch the show. I just saw clips. And he represented Wyoming. He grew up there, a cowboy, but he's also a rapper, and he raps about cowboy things. And he has this song, New Boot Goofing.
My, oh, my. Ryan Charles, them gotta be the nicest pair of boots I done ever seen in my entire life. I mean, those are mighty fancy. Why, thank you.
He's gonna come perform on Monday.
Come on,
like near now, like this time in the morning. It's gonna be early.
Oh man,
and everybody's gonna be half asleep. But he's gonna wake us up. It's gonna be awesome. That's Monday morning. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Hello, Bobby Bones. My husband and I just moved into a new house a few months ago. My husband was very excited to finally have a yard to take care of. He's been great with it. Watering, mowing, fertilizing. Even went out and bought all new lawn equipment. Our neighbors, the opposite. Overgrown grass. Weeds everywhere. Which, by the way, are slowly trying to make their way into our yard. My husband is getting frustrated and wants to go talk to the neighbor about controlling the weeds so they don't come into our yard. I told him he can't do that. We just need to treat our yard. I feel like we have no right to tell anyone what to do. Be mindful, we haven't lived in this house very long, and I really don't want to get off on a bad foot, especially since we're planning on living here for a long time. Please help. I love the show. I'm a very loyal listener. What should I do? Amy?
Yikes. I mean, I have to say that I'm going to focus on my side of the street here, which would be my yard,
your beans,
my
your chili.
House. Yeah.
Like, wait, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's the best thing that you can do in life in all situations. It's not always easy to do, but that would be my encouragement.
What I would encourage you, and I think you can do, is if you want to knock the edge off of his, you can. Because that's just...
On your side.
Yeah, but on his side. Like, if his yard goes into yours, you can mow a little bit into theirs.
Sure.
And just make it feel like you just mowed yours a little much.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to mow the whole... Don't mow the whole yard.
No.
Or you could even offer, like, hey, when I'm out, would you guys like me to mow your yard too? I just love mowing. Like, that's a friendly way to do it because they'll probably say yes, honestly. They'll probably say yes. I don't think you get offended at that.
Totally.
If Eddie and I were neighbors and I was like, dang, Eddie stinks at doing his yard, I would be like, hey, let me introduce myself. By the way, you're going to think this is weird, but my hobby, don't laugh, is mowing. And so if I'm mowing the front yard, do you want me to, if I have some time, scroll over to yours too? I don't think that's offensive.
Dude, my neighbor just told me those exact words. He's like, hey, it's just, I work from home. I need exercise. I will take those bushes out. And these bushes are gross. They're ugly. And he took them out.
Were you offended?
No.
Right.
I was very thankful. Mm-hmm. So to your point, I think you're right.
Now, if you don't want to do the work, but you want them to do their work, that's probably a bad mix because they're not going to. Mm. But if you want to go and roll over to theirs a little bit, I think that'll be fine. I think you go and introduce yourself and be like, hey, not for that reason. But it's, you know, you're going to hear us. We're not going to be loud at night. You know, this is the hours we work. Let us know if you need anything. By the way, I love mowing. So I may kind of go into your yard a little bit. If you want, I can just roll through your yard at some point. And
nice.
I don't think they will get offended.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you complain about it, though, for any reason. I don't think you can complain about their yard. You can offer to help because you love it so much, not because they suck at it. But you can't say you have to do a better job.
Right.
Because that creates bad neighbor tension.
Yeah.
And Eddie is that right
but,
now.
But I let him, and I'm
and
thankful.
And good for you. You did a great job of letting him. Yes. There you go. Thank you for the email. If you want to email the show, Morgan, what do they do?
Mailbag@BobbyBones.com.
All right, close it up.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, to start us off on Fun Fact Friday, here is Jim from Ohio with our listener fun fact.
Well, hello, Bobby Bones. Fun fact for Fun Fact Friday is that there's no wind on the moon. So I've heard. I haven't gone and checked it out. But there's no wind on the moon. So supposedly, Neil Armstrong's footprint is supposedly still there. I'll probably never go and see it. But, you know, yep. Have a good day.
What is that?
I don't know.
I like it.
But because there's no wind, the footprint can't blow away.
Makes sense.
Fun Fact Friday. Nice job, Jim from Ohio. Thank you very much. Let's go.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Counting them down 5-1.
Number 5.
At its peak, Pablo Escobar's cartel earned $420 million a week.
Gosh.
A week.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, I know. I am.
That's almost half a...
That's a lot.
Let's think about this. 420. That's almost half a billion a week.
And this was at the peak, like back in the day, when that amount of money seems like a lot now. Imagine it back then.
The money's crazy, guys, but that's the amount of drugs that they were selling.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, they controlled 80% of the worldwide cocaine market, which that's what, when I watch these cocaine cartel drug shows, I'm like,
crazy.
But what the crazy part is all the people that are up in arms about it, it's like, oh, yeah, so we can supply you Americans with all your party drugs.
Yeah, but don't be mad at me. I didn't do anything.
He's just yelling at us. Amy, we never bought that
I've never
stuff.
Even seen it in real life.
Me neither.
All right.
Number 4.
The Pentagon is 5.1 million square feet. That's a lot.
On Zillow, that'd go for quite the tasty amount.
Yes.
But it's super cool because it was designed so that like every point in the building is less than a 10-minute walk from any other point. So, like, that's why the Pentagon, the shape is the way that it is so that they can get from point A to B without having to, you know, take half an hour.
How many bathrooms that is?
That's a lot of bathrooms.
Number 3.
Never odd or even, spelled backwards, all those words.
Never odd or even.
Is spelled never odd or even.
That's like race car.
Weird.
Spell race car backwards.
It's the same thing, race car.
Yeah, like that. You know what that's called?
Well, that would have been the easy one to use, probably.
Is that onomatopoeia?
No.
No, onomatopoeia is like, boom, whack.
That's lunchbox every time he tells a story.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Kaludum. Yeah, yeah.
It's a palindrome.
A palindrome.
Palindrome.
Yes.
Oh. Good try. Palindrome.
Hey, well, actually, Bobby said don't make fun of people if they've ever said the word out loud.
That's right, because it means they've only read it.
Yeah, and I probably learned it at some point in school, but I don't remember. I
probably did. Thank you.
Number 2.
The Calvin Klein cologne obsession can attract big cats like jaguars and tigers from like a half a mile away. And then they'll proceed to take long sniffs and cuddle against the source, enjoying the smell longer than they enjoy some of their meals.
Dude,
I think she's just believing a commercial.
We need to take
Calvin Klein obsession. There's a jaguar licking the neck of a male model.
I could wear it and see what happens with my cat.
But who would test that? All right, we're going to the jungle, guys.
Try a lunchbox at the zoo.
Number one.
Netflix employees get unlimited vacation days and a free subscription.
The unlimited vacation days is pretty weird. It's cool. Awesome. It must mean that as long as you do your job, they don't care when you're not there.
Right. So I Googled more for this one because I really want to understand it. And it said Netflix employees have unlimited vacation because no one is tracking their time. Instead of micromanaging how people get their jobs done, the leadership focuses on what matters, results. They found that giving people greater autonomy creates more responsible culture.
They also put out the memo too. That's like, hey, if you're upset by some of the stuff we're doing, quit. They're like, really? We have programming for everybody. You don't have to agree with it, but if you're upset, you get a little feeling, sir, you can quit right now.
That's cool.
And I was like, that's cool. I like that. And unlimited vacation. We couldn't do that because we have to be here at certain hours. But I tell you what, whenever you're not here on the show, unlimited vacation.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Come on! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So prom night's a big night for teenagers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's something that we all look forward to, we all remember, and this girl, Sarah, she's getting ready for her senior prom, and her mom was like, you know, all we can really afford is the dress, and kind of that's where we draw the line. But she wanted like a boutonniere, the corsage, like the flowers, the whole experience. So her mom just put on Facebook, like, hey, if anybody has any extra flowers, like, we'll take them and they can make something. Well, people in the community went above and beyond. Not only did they show up with flowers, but someone volunteered to do her makeup, volunteered to do her hair. So she got all this special attention to feel her best on prom night. And it's because the community came together.
It made me feel beautiful. It made me feel that I was wanted.
That's awesome. Good for those folks. Yeah. I was thinking about what I wore at prom. I was the biggest idiot. I wore all black, and then I had a white vest and a white bow tie. And nice. I thought I was so cool.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I look stupid when I look back.
No.
I look so, that is the dumbest tuxedo. I just wanted to be different. And I told you, I remember asking the girl, she went to my church, and I was so nervous because I didn't have a girlfriend. And I was like, oh, I gotta ask her out. So I called her, and I didn't call people and talk to them on the phone. Girls, not really. And so I called her and just kept talking. And like, it's like a 45-minute phone conversation. I was just so nervous to get to the point. And then I think she was like, why are we on the phone? Because we never talked on the phone once. And then I was like, do you want to go to prom? At the very end, she's like, what? Want to go to prom? Okay. And then we went.
Yeah.
And then I dropped her off at like 9:15 at home and went home, went to bed.
Why so early?
Prom is over.
Prom is over.
That was it?
Like 10 maybe. Okay. Let me give me a little bit of credit.
You didn't go to an after party.
I didn't get invited to an after party.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I know.
Tell me something good, guys. Yeah. Tell me something good.
No, but what's good is I am here today. I don't know. But I like that story. Good story, Amy. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for the game everybody loves to play on a Friday. It's Easy Trivia. That's right. We Googled Easy Trivia for Kids. Amy.
Yes.
The category is Disney in Toy Story, whose catchphrase is To Infinity and Beyond.
Buzz Lightyear.
Correct. Lunchbox, which Disney film includes the song Let It Go?
Frozen.
Correct. Eddie, whose nose grew longer every time he lied?
Pinocchio.
Correct. Remember Me. Remember Me is a song from what Disney Pixar movie?
Coco.
Correct. So you all got the first one right.
Wow.
Amy's wearing the tiara because she is the defending overall season champion. So they start super easy. They get a little harder. If you miss it, you'll hear this.
You've been boned.
You just don't want to be boned. Last one standing wins. Mm. The category is companies. Amy, what company makes iPads and iPhones?
Apple.
Correct. Who is the CEO of Tesla, Lunchbox?
Elon Musk.
Correct. Just Do It is what company's slogan, Eddie?
Nike.
Correct. Keebler Cookie Company uses what creature with pointy ears as their logo, Morgan?
I think he's an elf.
Correct. All right. Well, now it's showtime, baby.
Come on.
Let's get to level 3. The category is game shows. Who hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire from when it debuted in the U.S. in 1999?
Regis.
Correct. Lunchbox, what game show host was known for their long, skinny microphone?
I don't know if he's known for it, but he had one. Bob Barker.
Correct. Oh. What game show hosted by Howie Mandel, Eddie, contained 26 briefcases containing different sums of money?
Deal or No Deal.
Yeah. Morgan, name a host of Family Feud.
Steve Harvey.
Correct. There's been a bunch of them, yeah. So I'd have taken any of them. All right. The next category in easy trivia, inventions. Amy, who invented the light bulb?
Okay, hold on. Electricity was Benjamin Franklin. The light bulb was Thomas Edison. I think with electricity, too, like turning on the light, Thomas Edison.
Your answer is?
Thomas Edison.
Correct. Lunchbox, what was the first name of the person who invented MySpace and became everyone's first friend?
Tom.
Correct. Eddie, Alexander Graham Bell is known for inventing what?
The telephone.
Correct. Morgan, what social media app was invented in 2013? It allowed users to create short, looping video clips with a maximum length of 6 seconds.
Oh, that's tricky because there was Vine before TikTok. Can you repeat one more time?
Sure. What social media app was invented in 2013? It allowed users to create short, looping video clips, maximum length of 6 seconds.
Vine.
Correct. Vine it is. State capitals.
Oh.
Let's go.
This one always gets us in trouble with our listeners, though.
Yes, I know, because they're there, and it's like, you know,
Amy.
What?
What's capital of Florida?
I don't know. I've been to so many places in Florida, but I've never been to the capital. La Paz, Bolivia.
We're on the air there, too. I apologize.
Like, I apologize, too. Florida. Tampa.
You've been boned.
This could get us all in trouble.
Yeah.
I know.
Like it's
all of us.
But get them right.
Well, so what is it?
Come on.
Fort Lauderdale?
It's Tallahassee.
Okay, Tallahassee, Florida.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What's the capital of New Mexico?
Son of a gun.
Oh, boy. Dropping like flies.
I know. New Mexico. I only know two cities in New Mexico.
What are they?
Well, there's Las Cruces. Shout out DJ.
Who's DJ?
DJ Suggs. Went to college with him. He's from Las Cruces. And the other one is Albuquerque.
How'd you say it?
Albuquerque.
Yeah, it's great. I love Albuquerque, by the way.
Me too.
All right, we had to go with Albuquerque because that's the only other city I know in New Mexico.
All right. That answer is?
You've been boned.
It's wrong.
Maybe we're all going to be back in it. You know what
Santa
I mean?
Fe? Oh, my gosh.
No one's been there.
Eddie. Yes,
Santa Fe's beautiful.
What's capital of Connecticut?
What? Come on. I think I know a city in Connecticut.
Oh, gosh.
If you can think of one, it's probably the capital because you've heard it before.
Oh, my goodness. Connecticut? Where's ESPN? Is that Bristol? New Haven, Connecticut. Wow, that just popped into my head. Give me New Haven, Connecticut for the win.
You've been boo.
Oh, my gosh.
Hartford.
Yeah. At least, you know.
Hartford, Connecticut. Hey, Hartford. Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan, you might win.
Kansas.
Woo! That'd be cool. Let's go, Morgan.
You can win with this one.
Ah!
What's the capital of Colorado?
We're all good.
We're back in.
Yeah, we're safe.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
You guys are being awfully rude to her right now.
I have no idea, so I can't even say anything.
Denver.
Let's go.
Denver.
I know it's not Denver.
I don't.
I have no idea.
What do you think it is, Eddie?
Colorado Springs.
That's where the Air Force Academy is.
Okay, so would you bet?
Nah! Okay,
I'm just asking. You can bet against Denver. Would you bet $10? I'll let you bet 10 against me, and I'll take Denver, and you take the field, any other town. Because you know it's not Denver.
Mm-hmm.
How much? $10.
Yeah, let's go $10.
All right, the capital's Denver.
Woo!
Morgan wins, and I won $10.
Yeah!
Amy, we lost.
I don't care.
Nice job, Morgan.
If Morgan won, I'm fine with that.
Oh, because it makes the game last longer. Smart.
To all of our listeners in
Florida.
Denver, Tallahassee, which we've been to and played shows there, and in Hartford, which I don't know if we have a lot of listeners in Hartford.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, that was a tricky situation to put us in.
Yeah, Santa Fe. I mean, who knew that? Nobody.
I did.
Morgan did.
But think about it. What, at one time, we live in Nashville, and one time Morgan was asked the capital of Tennessee.
It's very true.
And she said,
I'm very terrible at geography. I said Memphis.
So, I mean, don't
We don't
take
even
it.
Know the own city we live
exactly.
in.
Exactly. So what my point is, don't take it personally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're human.
Did you learn a capital song, though?
No, I just memorized them all.
I had a lunchbox as a kid that had all the states and the capitals, and that's kind of where I go in
I need
in
to
mine.
Get yeah. one now.
Well, there we have it. Well, we got to go on our apology tour, so they'll be coming to the city they insulted. Sometime near you.
Denver, I'll see you soon.
All right. I think you should all call into the station you just insulted and
okay.
have to do an interview.
All right.
Okay, that's the deal. Thank you, guys. Morgan, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, this is Christian from Savannah, Georgia, who left us a voicemail.
I was listening to the podcast about the girlfriend peeing in the bed. My girlfriend's going to hate me for this. Like, the third time she stayed at my house, she peed in the bed. I woke up soaked. It is what it is. But if he cares about her enough and the attraction there, it doesn't matter. I didn't care. It's whatever. She was embarrassed, but who cares? A little bit of pee. He'll get over it.
Couple things about this call and this guy. I like his maturity about this.
Very.
His girlfriend's going to kill him. That's
well,
number two.
Yeah, he didn't say her name, though. Thank goodness.
Well, it's Christian from Savannah, Georgia's
okay.
girlfriend.
And she'll recognize his voice.
Yeah, so she's going to kill him.
Okay. Well, you didn't have to reiterate it.
Great. And
thanks for helping the dude out.
Right. Next up, I say that, you know, this is the attitude. And, you know, we had this call, and this guy's like, should I break up with her? He's right. If you like her enough, you're not going to let that be in the way. And he liked his girlfriend enough to not let that be in the way. Just a little bit of pee. By the way, of all the things that come out of the body, pee's probably the cleanest.
Hmm. Maybe drool.
I think pee's probably grosser, but I still think pee's probably sterile and cleaner than spit.
Oh, you mean
spit.
By sterile.
Yeah.
Okay. I just meant like in the category of like, what would you want to come out of your body first?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I meant like if you had to drink a shot of something and not know right. and not hopefully not get germs.
Because some people might find drooling while they sleep embarrassing.
Yeah, this is a terrible conversation. All right. next up, let's go over and play this. This is voicemail number 4 on the list, Ray.
Good morning, Bobby. Say, can we get an update from Scuba Steve on where your Christmas present is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. Today is May 20th. I still don't have the Christmas present that Scuba promised. Scuba, what's up, buddy?
So I have some really good news. Mm. We talked about it being in a shipping crate in a ship going across the bay. It has finally made its way here to Nashville, Tennessee, and I have your Christmas gift.
Oh, it's here?
Oh, it's here. It's underneath my desk.
Okay. Hold it then. I'll get it on Monday. We'll open it on Monday. Can I open it on the air?
Oh, yeah. Totally, yeah.
Okay. We'll do it Monday. Good?
Can't wait.
Appreciate that call. And then finally, here's Noah from Niceville, Florida.
Today's my birthday, and I'm 10 years old, and I have a joke to tell you. What do you call a happy cowboy? A Jolly Rancher.
We love you, Bobby.
Love you. I'm a big fan.
Thanks. Happy birthday, buddy. And that's a pretty good joke. And that is a list of all the voicemails. Call us if you want. 877-77-BOBBY. Even if we're not live, leave us a voicemail. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
It took a long time to get to this point, but Google is now giving you a way to keep your personal data from showing up online in search results. So like it used to be this major process, like you had to show evidence of potential harm. And now they're just kind of like, okay, yeah, it's probably harmful that like people can find so much information
Is
about
it
you.
Just a button or?
Well, right now there's an online form where you can submit a request.
I'll never
for
do it.
What
it's
you
a lot
would,
of work.
You know,
yeah, I know. I'm lazy.
This is less work though, where it's a step in the right direction though. Whatever you would like removed, you just fill out the form. And then in a few months, a new online tool is going to be introduced that'll hopefully make the request super click, you know, quick with the click of a button and boom, it'll be taken off.
If I get pants that are just, if I'm like, they only don't fit a little bit, I'll just keep them. I won't email them back. I'll just wear them instead of return them.
And give them to Eddie.
Well, eventually, maybe like a year, sure. But it's like, that's a lot of work. We are lazy. Okay, what else you got?
Should companies offer paid leave for women when it's their time of the month?
I think companies should offer paid leave for X amount of days if medically you are just not well in many ways. I don't think I can understand what you're going through if you have, because I know some people that have severe cramps.
Yes, very.
That I would compare from my understanding to like when someone gets a, what's the little hard thing that passes through your body? A guy comes out your pee hole.
Kidney stone.
Kidney stones, right? And so, if they both feel the same, but you get out because of kidney stones, why do you not get out because of this? Especially if The kidneys, it's just, yes, I'm okay with it, yes.
Well, it's something that Spain is considering right now. There's a bill that would offer unlimited paid days off.
Unlimited,
with
wow.
With a doctor's That's note. Cool. Obviously, within reason.
I ain't going unlimited.
And the government would actually pick up the tab, not the employer.
Yeah.
And a few countries around the world have similar laws, like in Japan, Taiwan, Indonesia. But Spain would be the first country in Europe to do this. And some people support the bill, but others say it could backfire and stigmatize women.
We're never going to get this here. We don't have good health care anywhere in our country. Yeah. This is stupid. Well, it's not something that we will do because this is not an importance. There are people that don't even have health care because they can't afford health care. So you think they're like, I'm not talking about you. This is just my gripe. People where I come from can't afford health care, period. If they get a prescription, then they're like, yeah, that'll be $45. I'm like, well, I can't get my medicine. Or that'll be $180. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't get my medicine.
Right.
And so that is such a problem in this country where people like me and how I grew up, we struggle with paying for medicine. We struggle with, I don't want to go to the doctor because I can't afford it. I can't go to the doctor because I can't afford it. So therefore, we're not healthy. So I love it. We have some advancement to do here in America first, for sure. All right, what else?
Well, speaking of advancement.
Really soured that one, didn't I? It just upsets me so much whenever I see people that cannot go to that don't go to the doctor because they can't afford it. I didn't go to the dentist my whole life because we couldn't afford it. And I had really bad teeth. Until my 20s when I got insurance and I had a job, I just was like, yeah, I don't want to go to the dentist. I was outwardly anti-dentist, but only because I was embarrassed because I couldn't afford to go to the dentist. So I hate to see that with folks here. And I'm announcing my candidacy now. When I'm in office.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. Yeah. All right, what else?
John Osborne of Brothers Osborne is opening up about his struggle with anxiety and depression in an episode called The Check-In, presented by ACM Lifting Lives. And here he is talking about how you should allow yourself to feel your feelings.
Being okay with not being okay is just being patient. Being patient with how you feel. When I struggled the worst with mental health, I fought it and I resisted it. Now I accept it. I let it in. I allow myself to feel it. And sometimes it passes in seconds. So just let yourself feel what you're feeling and don't fight it.
He's been an advocate for a while. He did a Bobbycast. Him and his brother at the same time came over to the house. We talked about it for about an hour. And, you know, you need people talking about it, but you also need people, like tough guys, talking about it, like John.
Oh, yeah.
He's a tough dude.
Yeah, he looks tough. He sounds tough. He is tough. But you don't have to be tough all the time and in every part of your life. And I think he's such a good example because he's a tough guy, but he's also like, it's not all about being tough. You know, it's about knowing your limitations. It's about knowing when you need help. And you may have other people that are like, I kind of feel like John. I'm tough, but I got issues that I need to work on. So I like that he did that.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, if I do it, they're like, well, yeah, Bobby, of course he's
that
leaning.
Makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
He's not tough.
He's neurotic. He's neurotic 24/7.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
We've all heard about the daddy-daughter dance, donuts with daughters, but what about graduating college with your daughter? That's what Marvin Fletcher did. He's a veteran of the U.S. military, and he took classes for over a decade, one at a time, saying, I'm going to graduate college. I'm going to graduate college. And he just so happened to graduate the same day his daughter did, who was dual enrolled in high school and college at the same time. And so same day, they walked across the stage.
Wow.
I mean, think about that, where he didn't have a lot of time to take a lot of classes. Like, he couldn't go back to school full-time or even really part-time. So he took one class at a time.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's not how to eat an elephant, there isn't one.
Yeah.
And you eat an elephant one bite at a time because you can't eat more than that. That's crazy. I mean, good for him. And also super cool they got to do it together. Are you sure that wasn't a little bit strategically planned?
I feel like a little bit. Yeah. Like, when I read it, I'm
didn't
like,
take anything away from it. But it's like somebody having a baby and like really like pushing hard before the date.
But they both had to like, because she was in high school and then he was ahead. I mean, they still. Yeah,
so sure, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe he slowed it down so he could do it at the same time she did.
But she sped it up.
Yeah, right. She got her EMT certificate so she could be an EMT.
That's pretty cool. The fact that he went for that long, 10 years, and hung in there. And here's another one. You want another one?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
When's the best time to plant a tree? 20
tomorrow.
Years ago.
Oh.
When's the second
tomorrow.
Best time?
Now.
Okay, you guys have killed it by doing your little improv.
It's not tomorrow. Okay.
No, what it is when's the best time to plant a tree? Well, it was 20 years ago because it'd already be grown. When's the second best time? Well, right now, because if you don't do it now, it ain't going to be grown quick enough. So there you go.
Hey, maybe I'll be one of these Tell Me Something Goods one day.
How so?
I'll graduate college when my kid graduates college.
Do it. You're
one
point.
Class away. You can do it right now.
No, but save it. Save
I can
it.
Be like Marvin here and strategically plan it.
Yeah, by taking one class.
Yeah. But probably, he's going to wait till his child is in college.
No, but I'm saying that strategic plan is just you taking one class.
Are his old credits still good, though?
I don't know.
They might shift.
Don't
it might
expire?
Be like, yeah, this is not.
I have no idea.
All right, good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.